Chapter 13. Saul was years old when he began to reign, and for 2 years he reigned over Israel. And Saul proceeded to choose for himself 3,000 men out of Israel. And 2,000 came to be with Saul at Michmash, and in the mountainous region of Bethel, and 1,000 proved to be with Jonathan at Gibeah of Benjamin, and the rest of the people he sent away, each one to his tent. Then Jonathan struck down the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines got to hear of it. As for Saul, he had the horn blown throughout all the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear!" And all Israel itself heard tell, "Saul has struck down a garrison of the Philistines, and now Israel has become foul-smelling among the Philistines." So the people were called together to follow Saul to Gilgal. And the Philistines, for their part, collected themselves together to fight against Israel. 30,000 war chariots, and 6,000 horsemen, and people like the grains of sand that are upon the seashore for multitude. And they went their way up and began camping in Michmash, to the east of Beth-Aven. And the men of Israel themselves saw that they were in sore straits, because the people were hard-pressed. And the people went hiding themselves in the caves and the hollows and the crags and the vaults and the water pits. Hebrews even crossed the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. But Saul himself was yet in Gilgal, and all the people trembled while following him. And he continued waiting for 7 days to the appointed time that Samuel had said. And Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattering from him. Finally Saul said, "Bring near to me the burnt sacrifice and the communion sacrifices." With that he went offering up the burnt sacrifice. And it came about that as soon as he had finished offering up the burnt sacrifice, why, there was Samuel coming in. So Saul went out to meet him and bless him. Then Samuel said, "What is it you have done?" To this Saul said, "I saw that the people had been dispersed from me, and you did not come within the appointed days, and the Philistines were being collected together at Michmash. So I said to myself, 'Now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and the face of Jehovah I have not softened.' So I compelled myself and went offering up the burnt sacrifice." At this Samuel said to Saul, "You have acted foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of Jehovah your God that he commanded you, because if you had, Jehovah would have made your kingdom firm over Israel to time indefinite. And now your kingdom will not last. Jehovah will certainly find for himself a man agreeable to his heart, and Jehovah will commission him as a leader over his people, because you did not keep what Jehovah commanded you." Then Samuel rose and went his way up from Gilgal to Gibeah of Benjamin. And Saul proceeded to take the count of the people, those yet found with him, about 600 men. And Saul and Jonathan his son, and the people yet found with them, were dwelling in Geba of Benjamin. As for the Philistines, they had encamped in Michmash. And the force of pillagers would sally forth from the camp of the Philistines in three bands. The one band would turn to the road to Ophrah, to the land of Shual, and the other band would turn to the road of Beth-horon, and the third band would turn to the road to the boundary that looks toward the valley of Zeboim, toward the wilderness. Now there was not a smith to be found in all the land of Israel, because the Philistines had said, "That the Hebrews may not make a sword or a spear." And all the Israelites would go down to the Philistines to get each one his plowshare, or his mattock, or his axe, or his sickle sharpened. And the price for sharpening proved to be a pim for the plowshares, and for the mattocks, and for the three-toothed instruments, and for the axes, and for fixing fast the ox goad. And it happened on the day of battle that not a sword or a spear was found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. But there could be found one belonging to Saul and to Jonathan his son. Now an outpost of the Philistines would sally forth to the ravine pass of Michmash.